The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
The gift of the day comes from the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen with my friends Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. We're all here together focusing on this problem, this little problem. We're here with problems and fixes for problems. So let's see if we can fix a couple of problems here. First problem is the news media. How do we fix the news media and the way that they seem to or try to, and in some cases are quite successful, in controlling the flow of information? To wit, the most recent problem where this is so dramatically obvious is this organization of protesters, this group of people who have been outside the U.S. Capitol now for over a week, completely ignored by the news media as they protest the money that's being spent, the $8 billion that will be spent by mostly corrupt characters who are trying to influence with their PACs the outcome of the election, thanks to the U.S. Supreme Court. Here is one of the protesters. Or maybe not.
The reason I'm here, I've spent the majority of my adult life in the military services. Took an oath many years ago to support and defend the Constitution of the United States.
I am tired of corporations having power and the people having none.
We're here to end the corrupting influence of money, to ensure that all Americans have an equal voice and equal say in this government.
I want to be able to leave something to my children that I feel good about, because it's really scary right now.
Democracy Spring and myself, we're here to send a message to them, to basically demanding that they pass legislation that's already been introduced to both houses of Congress.
Fighting together for voting rights, equal voice, and I guess one person, one vote is very important.
The possibility of having a real voice in our democracy allows people to actually dream and hope.
Walking into the Capitol yesterday, participating in the civil disobedience, getting arrested, was, I think, the most important day of my life.
Well, there's so much of this going on, and the news media, in collusion or cooperation with all the big money people, are not covering this story. There are very few places you will hear this discussed today or as over the last week. I've talked about it a couple of times. I want to bring it to everybody's attention because it sort of follows my suggestion and advice. You've heard me, Jennifer, certainly, and Victoria, while you've been around, advocating for responsible protesting, get in the streets, stop traffic, do whatever you can to get attention for this kind of corruption, because that's what, especially tax week, where all this money is being spent. You know, how do the people who are putting the $8 billion into the election cycle, where do you think that money comes from? Most of it is from, the real corruption here is from the companies that do business with the federal government, who send money to the campaigns of the people in the Senate and in the House who support them, and vice versa. So the money comes from us to support the government. The government does contracting business with these various companies, and these various companies kick the money back It's part of the expense of doing business to get their pals reelected.
Part of the benefit of running for office.
Yeah.
You know, I think, it's just like, I feel like a broken record saying this is why Bernie Sanders and this is why Donald Trump are having so much success, because people are finally waking up. And you know what? I'm giving a ton of credit to Donald Trump for waking people up to the process, whether they like him or not.
Yeah.
People are very well aware about how the system works now and how your vote works. One of the things that makes my skin crawl is listening to one of those protesters being interviewed, and here she is out there protesting, saying it should be one voice, one vote. These people have no idea how our system works. They're calling our country a democracy. Our country is
not
a republic. Our country is not a democracy.
Not at all.
We run under a democratic system, but people don't even know where they live.
Well,
I mean, this is a problem that's much deeper than just what they're talking about here. This is a problem of real miseducation into how this system works, and whether that's on purpose because people are trying to pull the wool over our eyes so that they can control us, or if it's just our stupidity and taking it out of schools too soon. I don't know what that is, but we've got to fix that.
All right, so yesterday when you were in here, Jen, I went through a lot of this stuff with Victoria about what she learned in school and civics classes or lack thereof, and it was quite enlightening, and I don't mean that. I wasn't trying to embarrass her because she's here on this program, so I respect her intellect and her intelligence, but it is dramatic what you aren't taught in school coming along. And most of the stuff that is eliminated has to do with a functioning of a good, healthy government, of our government. And so you don't learn these things. So
that
how do you
the,
get...
the civics lesson that I got yesterday. And it's not just me. I mean, I...
No!
Sure. To, you know, it's an educational problem, and Jen's right. I mean, this needs to start at a much younger age where, when you look at a tangled mess of wires and you don't even know where to begin, I mean, that's pretty much what the voting system is, and I think a lot of Americans are just exhausted by even thinking about trying to untangle it.
Yeah.
One of the biggest basic lies that people live under in this country is that they think we are a democracy.
We aren't.
And I think,
well, we're out spreading democracy. We're supposedly selling it around the rest of the world,
right.
And ours is crumbling if it even ever existed. What a bunch of hypocrites we are to try to tell other people, we want to get democracy there.
You know, it's a representative form.
But it isn't.
Government.
It doesn't represent us. Look at
I
all the people whose vote, they can't. Yesterday, the polling problems in New York were outrageous. Outrageous.
Awful.
Outrageous. People not being denied because they've changed the rules so that you can't, if you don't have registered by last October as to whether you're a Democrat or Republican, you can't get you can't vote. There were 150,000 people in one area alone that Victoria and I were talking about earlier, that it was 120,000, 150,000, whatever the number is. That is completely unacceptable.
And the person that it impacted most hasn't said a peep about it, and that's Bernie Sanders. He should be out there outraged that this election is being stolen from him. And he's not saying a stinking word. He's just not talking. It's almost like he's in on the fix with the Democratic Party that Hillary's just getting coronated. I don't know why he doesn't talk about this stuff.
Well, I think that, first of all, it's probably hard to really figure out who did benefit more from that. You know, I mean, if out of the 120,000 people,
the
independent voter, that got the tank, and so it's got to be Bernie. I mean, it's Trump, but Trump had such a big win.
Hillary,
it's Bernie all the way.
Hillary gained Trump was going to win in New York no matter what. But now,
one of the other interesting things that I noticed when I voted yesterday is they had the delegates that are sworn to support either Bernie or Hillary, and it was interesting that Hillary had 6 delegates and Bernie only had 5, and it instructs you that your vote is invalid if you don't choose 6 delegates. So that obviously must have been somehow.
I'll tell you.
Yeah, I mean, I don't understand why didn't Bernie know it going into it. Well, how do you get a 6th person to be a delegate for you? See, again, I don't know how that system works, but it obviously seems slanted.
Ben Cohen and Jerry Greenfield, Ben and Jerry's ice cream, were both arrested yesterday. Hundreds of people have been arrested there, and arresting them in and of itself
They're going to have jail jam. That's their
what
new
the
flavor
problem is. What's it called?
Jail jam is going to be on.
Jail jam.
You know.
Yeah.
They had one for Bernie though. They made a. They're big Bernie fans. They made a limited edition Bernie Sanders ice cream. Yeah.
They're from
it's
Vermont.
Great that they're using their notoriety and their fame to be arrested, and it's actually putting a spotlight on this. It's
well, they're finally getting some news coverage of this, but the news media is so obvious. And
America will always pay attention to ice cream and delicious foods.
Good ice cream. Not bad ice cream. Bad ice cream is nothing worse than bad ice cream. I'm an ice cream connoisseur. I can tell you what the good ice cream is. Ben and Jerry's is not bad ice cream. Yeah,
it I like it. I like it. Yeah, they have all the weird flavors, which make it kind of yummy.
15 after the hour. A lot of you are like a lot of us. A lot of us. Do we have a lot here? Victoria, Jennifer, Kara, me? A lot. Well, we have a number of people who, every human being needs to get a good night's rest. How many people complain about the way they slept last night? Oh, I had a bad night. Part of it is your pillow. If your pillow doesn't fit you, then you need to toss it and get My Pillow. Now, you're not going to sleep on My Pillow. The company is called My Pillow. I'm not giving you My Pillow because I want it for me. You can have your own My Pillow so you can actually talk about My Pillow. My Pillow does not go flat. Yours won't either when you get My Pillow. It doesn't get hot. Yours won't either when you get your own My Pillow. The fill stays put, so you will sleep very well. So, how about with this? Let's with the enthusiasm we have here. Get you worked up about getting your own My Pillow. As a matter of fact, get two My Pillows, so you'll have My Pillow and his pillow, or My Pillow and her pillow, but two pillows for the price of one. You heard me correctly. Two for the price of one at 800-874-8985. You say, why do I want to get a pillow through the mail? I go to the store and get my pillows. Not like this one, you won't. No. 800-874-8985. You won't find this in a store, but you'll find it when you dial 800-874-8985. Use the promo code DS for your free pillow. So you buy one and you get another one free. Start sleeping better right now. Call 800-874-8985. Get one for you, one for your partner. MyPillow.com. You can also order it there. This is a product that's made here in our country, so we're proud of that. A lot of the other pillows you can see, they're made in China or Burma or Timbuktu, for all I know. But this is made in America. It comes with a satisfaction guarantee and a warranty. So let's get to it. 800-874-8985 for your own My Pillow. Use the promo code DS.
Get that flooring project done for less with exclusive deals from Lumber Liquidators. This week at 20% off more than 50 varieties of easy-to-install North American and European laminate, like painted mountain oak and vintage acacia. And we've lowered prices on our pre-finished 3/4-inch solid hardwood floors. Get solid wide plank antique oak for just $199 or solid hickory for $299. And it's your last chance to grab hardwood clearance deals from our famous April sale. Better get it before it's gone. Plus, special financing for the best deals on over 400 floors. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
Any Tom, Dick, or Harry can tell you that Geico could save you money on car insurance. But since money talks, why not go straight to the source?
Hey, Harry's Money here. And the day Harry went to Geico.com and switched his car insurance was the day I got to hang around. Finally, boys bonding, bada bing, bada boom. No wonder Geico has 97% customer satisfaction. Personally, I give him 100, but that's just my 2 cents. That was funny.
Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Welcome to Staples.
Hey, Staples guy, I'm opening a business next door.
Well, welcome to the neighborhood. You know, Staples can print custom signs and banners to help get the word out.
Great, but I gotta watch every dime.
We have low prices every day. And with Staples Price Match Guarantee, you can always get the lowest price.
Perfect.
So when's the grand opening?
Yesterday.
I had no idea.
Neither did anyone else.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples, make more happen.
Price Match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store at staples.com for details.
Hey, Mom, I got your message. Do you need me to come home early?
Hi, dear. We're all doing fine. The kids haven't slowed down all day, and thanks to Blue Emu, neither have I.
But I thought you said...
Well, I tried your father's Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Relief Cream. It worked faster. to relieve the pain in my achy muscles and joints.
Blue Emu, huh?
That's right, and it's odor-free.
Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Relief. Beat the pain and enjoy life. Available at Walmart and Walgreens.
All right, here we are at 20 after the hour with the Good Day program. Video of the day today is from Vogue magazine. You got to check out the 73 questions feature. Very cool stuff. Lots of cool stuff at DougStephan.com. In fact, if I do say so myself.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Change at the hour of the Good Day program with Jennifer, Victoria, Kara. No chop liver here, Kara, under any circumstances. Okay, so the folks at Pearl Jam have pulled the plug on their show this weekend in Raleigh, North Carolina, because of Springsteen did the same thing, I think, too, didn't he?
Yep.
They would have grossed $3 million, which would have been taxed by the state at a rate of 7.5%. So, let's see, they would have, the attendance would have been 30,000 plus, generated $500,000 in concessions. See, this is the point that they're trying to make. Big names who were headed to North Carolina have canceled because of the attitude that they have toward lesbians and gays and transgender people, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Rush is canceled. R. Kelly is canceled. Justin Bieber canceled. Let's see here. Selena Gomez.
Those concerts are still on the books now, but it'll be interesting to see if anybody does cancel or if they're going to use the time, like Greg Allman did, to have the concert, but then vocally express his displeasure with
it. If you listen to Cyndi Lauper, who's one of my favorites, I love her, she's like, I don't know why these people are canceling. You can use this as an opportunity to talk to people.
Yeah, right.
And the people who work at the stadiums, you know, they're out night of paychecks, you know?
Yeah, right, exactly. Yep. All right, let's see. Who else is pairing there? Hall & Oates, Dave Matthews Band, Journey, Dead & Company. I don't know Dead & Company. Who's that?
That's the Grateful Dead Leftovers.
Oh,
They're the warmed over. Yeah, the
really? Dead. And just call them dead and dead. They're dead and deader. Mm-hmm. All right, so that's the story from North Carolina. Brian Johnson, the fellow who's going deaf, speaking out about AC/DC, but could he be heard? Yeah, thank you, Jennifer.
It's just so easy, but you just throw it out there all the time.
Yes, right, I do. So, he didn't speak out. He wrote, here it says, as many AC/DC fans know, remaining shows for the Rock or Bust World Tour, including 10 postponed U.S. shows, being rescheduled with a guest singer.
He didn't mention Axl Rose as the singer.
I want personally to explain the reason, because I don't believe the earlier press releases set out what I wanted to say. Let's see here. Quote, I wish to assure our fans that I am not retiring. My doctors have told me that I can continue to record in studios, and I intend to do that. For the moment, my focus will be on continuing medical treatment to improve my hearing. So what does that clarify? It didn't clarify anything.
Well, it clarifies he can't be on a stage. He can be in a studio.
But if people knew that. Okay, yeah. So he can still record. But
I think the idea was that people thought maybe he was retiring, he was done for and washed up.
Yeah, right. Okay. Here's the story of Blake Shelton. Wasn't there, this was In Touch Weekly, claiming he has a drinking problem, and apparently that's not protected speech. The ruling this week suggests his face, you look at the cover of this In Touch with yellow letters reading Rehab for Blake.
Prompted. They said it ended his marriage. They said he was with these different girls, that he urinated on someone's mailbox. I mean, it was a big stretch.
Right. So now the judge says that they, I'm not sure if he has to, is he going to be paid off by them? Does he get a settlement from them?
He may. I mean, typically, you know, he'll get some sort of a retracted story, and then he'll get, I'm sure, some sort of settlement if he wants to pursue it. It is interesting, though, basically, the In Touch magazine is saying, because he jokes about drinking, that they could actually sue him for that.
On social media. 28 after on Good Day.
When it comes to commercial vehicles, it's time to drill down to the details. If you're not driving the new Sprinter Worker from Mercedes-Benz, your van just isn't cutting it. The Sprinter Worker takes payload up a notch, carrying up to 3,512 pounds. Its cargo volume is cranked up too, with over 300 cubic feet of space. When it comes to safety, it's unmatched, but it's the price that'll really hammer it home. The new Sprinter Worker starts at just $32,495. It also has a service interval of up to 20.
Mental health disorders and conditions continuing to plague many of our friends, family, community members. This is Counseling Awareness Month. April is Counseling Awareness Month. And Brian Osage is here to tell us about supportive services that are available to empower a lot of people who need a lot of help.
In the know, I'm Brian Osage. A University of Phoenix College of Social Science survey finds that 42% of U.S. adults who have sought counseling services have experienced barriers to care. Dr. Constance St. Germain is Executive Dean of the College of Social Sciences.
In honor of Counseling Awareness Month, University of Phoenix Counseling Skill Centers around the country are helping those in need of clinical services by bringing awareness of the free resources their clinics offer for things like trauma, grief, and family conflict.
With 8 locations across the country, including Colorado, Detroit, Nevada, Sacramento, Phoenix, Southern California, Tucson, and Salt Lake City, counselors who are trained University of Phoenix students, together with licensed clinicians, are providing confidential counseling to those seeking support.
As the demand for access to affordable mental health services increases in our local communities, our counseling skill centers will remain a vital resource for those in need and a powerful platform to train the next generation of local counseling professionals.
For more, go to phoenix.edu/social sciences. Now you're in the know from University of Phoenix.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, my name is Nick Lupo. One World Whey has been by far the best protein that I've ever had. I take it 3 times a day, once in the morning as soon as I wake, once for a pre-workout snack, and once for a post-workout recovery drink. It has helped me transform and sculpt my body into what I have now. I began taking the product about 2 years ago, and boy, let me tell you, I'm in the best shape of my life. I've seen major muscle mass gains and have 0% body fat. I have had people at my gym ask if I compete in bodybuilding because of how lean and muscular I am. I used to suffer from everyday aches and pains from hard manual labor my whole life and arthritis that runs through my family. But One World Whey has helped me take that everyday pain from a 10 to a 3. Some days I feel no pain at all, just full of life and energy. It has also helped my skin look younger and healthier. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believed so strongly in gold that he changed gold ownership forever by bringing back physical gold to the American public, allowing gold coins to be minted and sold to U.S. citizens just like you, starting in 1985. Gold ownership can help protect your financial future, especially when our national debt is spiraling out of control. Many smart Americans have kept their retirements from being wiped out during America's financial crisis thanks to physical gold coins. I strongly urge you to call the U.S. Money Reserve at 1-866-944-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a special gold guide with new, never-before-released information about gold from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-866-944-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. I'm Michael Reagan. Thank you.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
There we are.
That needs work.
On the program. Well, help yourself. Work on it if you like. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. The European Union has filed antitrust charges against Google because Google is abusing the power of its Android system. All right, so what's the problem? Google apparently requires all Android makers and the carriers to pre-install the Google apps, you know, like Maps and Search. I find these very helpful, frankly. But there are rival app developers who are complaining they're getting shut out before consumers even know they have a choice. I didn't know I had a choice. I didn't even know there were other map apps. Are there?
Right.
Who is making other map apps?
Yeah, the map app that comes on the iPhone. I think it's whatever the Apple map is that comes installed on the iPhone. I find that to be way better than the Google map app.
Right. Yeah. So the Google is an Android, and the Apple has its own thing on its Apple systems. So there's
right there's
competition, except that Google, the droids, don't they compete for sales with Apple, but not for content. Am I safe there?
It is interesting. I'm going to let you in on a little personal secret. It is interesting how the pre-installed apps do, I mean, they just do so much better because people, and now maybe people are more exploring with their phones, and but for a while when the phones were getting really popular and smartphones were everywhere, the pre-installed apps got a huge bump and it was hard for other apps to compete. And I can speak personally to this, you guys, because we used to have a mole at the Verizon store who would install, I work for a company called CRN during the day, right, and it would install, this guy, after everybody would buy a phone, he would pre-install the CRN app into their phone.
Really? Nice.
Guerrilla marketing. It was awesome. It gave us a bump for a long while until he left that Verizon. It's just funny how something like that, people just keep your stuff installed in their phone. They don't question it. It's just there. And, you know, maybe now that people are more educated with how it works, they'll...
That just happened to me. I just got an Apple Watch, and there are apps that are installed on my Apple Watch that I don't want, but I can't get rid of them. So it's the same thing. Yeah.
Huh. I got Meredith an Apple Watch for her birthday last year, and I haven't heard her complain about anything except
I love it.
Charge fast. Other than that, you seem to be able to use it for a lot of different things. So Android is the heart of Google's mobile business. So if the people in Europe force them to change what they do, won't it hurt its mobile business in Europe? I would think it would anyway. I'm sort of trying to think it through. Yeah. All right. Speaking of thinking and not thinking, Johnny Manziel, that's how you pronounce his name, right?
Yes.
The football player who I remember was on the plane with him when I flew from Dallas to Cleveland, a couple of months ago. I didn't know who he was, but I remember that day or the next day there was a whole brouhaha about him and his agent fired him because he's a drunken bum.
Well, basically, he was in Dallas because he was. The rumor was he was having secret talks with the Cowboys, who were at one point considering taking him. So you were really right there at the right time.
All right, so he went to Coachella this past weekend, and he was pretty much drunk through the whole thing. So his new agent has fired him, and let's see, this guy's name is Drew Rosenhaus, said that Manziel had to enter a facility to get treatment for his substance abuse issues. He responded by going to Coachella and getting drunk.
Right.
So I guess that's the answer.
This guy is not ready to stop having fun yet. He's got all the talent in the world.
Why is that fun?
All
why
the
is
opportunity
that a
in the world.
He
wants to be a party guy. He wants to not miss the party, Dougie.
Really? What's the party? I have a party every day here on the program, and I'm not drunk. I'm drunk with knowledge.
I know. I was giving you the benefit of the doubt that you were just sipping on the cooking sherry, but okay.
There's some vodka tossed in with the Super Beats.
Right. Okay. There is a bit of a problem, it appears, still with transgender adults and children. This is a pretty controversial topic these days. Yesterday, a federal appeals court ruled that the Virginia public schools need to let these kids who have... the thing here is I don't... When do they become transgender? The person that brought this forth was Gavin Grimm, 16 years of age, had to use either girls' toilets or gender-neutral stall. His high school said this after his parents complained. The school takes it to the Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals, and they say that this is sexual discrimination. So the people who are in Virginia and North Carolina, because North Carolina passed a law making people that have this issue, if that's what it is, use bathrooms based on their biological sex, not what's happened to them after they had their sexuality changed.
Why can't you eliminate urinals in men's rooms and just everyone has stalls?
Use the same. Yeah.
And then everyone has privacy.
Family.
Right.
They have family urinal, family bathrooms. I go into the ladies' room. If the men's room's locked, I go into the ladies'. The other day,
most guys do.
I was in a Walmart or no, I'm sorry, a Walgreens. I went in to get something in the drugstore, And I needed to go to the bathroom, so I went down the hall. Men's room was closed, so I went to the women's room.
It was just a one-hole digger, though. It wasn't like one with stalls, right?
No, it was just a one-hole.
Yeah, okay.
The door, yeah,
well,
right.
That's fine. I think people do that pretty often.
Well, you wouldn't go in with a stall now.
I was thinking, you sound so cavalier. I thought maybe you walked in with your stalls.
Yeah,
he's
like, I just went to the ladies' room.
No. So school officials say they were totally okay with letting this youngster used the boys' bathroom, but the school board is the one that said no. The lower court ruled in favor of the school board. The boy says he ended up avoiding bathrooms altogether and going outside, which seems rather interesting.
This is pathetic. Nobody wants to see a kid going outside.
No.
I don't understand why, though, we can't just go to the bathroom that our hoo-hoos dictate. I mean...
Right.
I don't understand that. You're going to be forcing a lot of businesses now to build extra bathrooms, to build unisex bathrooms. The schools are going to eventually have to build new sets of independent, you know, freestanding bathrooms.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to be heartless or insensitive. Obviously, this kid is going through a lot. Obviously, a lot of kids are going through a lot. But give me a break. What universe are we in that we're talking about this?
It's a crazy
truly
universe. It's
in
crazy
public,
like this. Yeah,
if your crazy makeup's good enough, no one's going to question you.
All right, here's another one. A former Rhode Island firefighter who claimed that his colleagues discriminated against her because of her sexual orientation and her gender was awarded $800,000 yesterday. Lori Franchina filed a civil rights lawsuit in the U.S. District Court of Rhode Island against the City of Providence, the Firefighters Union, and members. She is a lesbian. The lawsuit states that her male colleagues subjected her to such intense, constant, and prolific mistreatment that she eventually was left in multiple situations in which her safety was compromised. This lady was described as having post-traumatic stress disorder. She claimed her multiple, she went to her superiors any number of times, and the union said we need to have swift and severe retaliation against her. She was a lieutenant at the time. She was very good at her job, said the chief. But, you know, the rules didn't apply. They didn't protect her. And so it was very obvious. This case took very little time. The lawsuit was filed a couple of years ago, but it just went to court. She began working for the fire department in 2002. She began having problems in 2005. The acting lieutenant named her Frangina, which obviously refers to her genitalia. And so a lot of incidents when they're out working, they were on a job, and the other firefighters would make fun of her. And then one firefighter said, I'd love to have a real woman working, but you're a lesbian.
So, there are also incidents, though, you said, of them, like, abusing her physically?
Yes. Yeah. Now, this is a woman who was a guy who was more of a bully than anybody else. He used to pinch her and yell about her being his lesbian lover. I mean, stuff like that, that they had documentation on. I don't get what it is that people are, if you are so insecure in your own sexuality, go see a shrink, for God's sakes. Why would somebody want to take advantage? What difference does it make whether she's a lesbian or she's not? She's good at her job, and that's one of the things that I think impacted this more than anything else.
Yeah.
A lot of these guys who are under her, who couldn't physically stand up to her or mentally stand up to her. She was better physically and otherwise at the job, was a good organizer, a good leader. There are a lot of people on the department that really liked her and supported her. That's why this case was as easy for her to win as it was. She's suffering from depression, daily therapy she had to go through, but she stayed on the job. And then, you know, things got worse and worse and worse. It's just the ignorance of this. It's interesting that the city in the suit said that she was the problem. She was abrasive and arrogant, so they said. Now, that sounds like some, white guy who doesn't like smart women. That's what that sounds like to me. She didn't get along with her supervisors, subordinates, and fellow firefighters. Then how did she get to be a lieutenant? How'd she go up the chain of command? Hello?
Right. And how'd she get so much praise from other people that she works with?
Right. Yeah.
I'd be interested to know. I mean, obviously no one wants to be physically in danger. I'd be interested to know just how much of the lawsuit was words and how much of it was real physical action. Not that words aren't powerful, because I acknowledge that they are, but we know what the culture is with firefighters. We know what the culture is with clubs of people. There are, you know, there's a lot of ribbing that goes back and forth, and so I'd be curious to know what the line there is, if, you know, how much of it was physical, how much of it was verbal.
Good question, Jennifer. In a moment, fathers who do the dishes and their impact on their daughter's future. This you're going to find very interesting. In a moment, it's quarter of the hour, 45 after on Good Day.
Now, kid, I know you look at me and think, man, that guy knows everything. And you're right, I do. But occasionally, even I get stumped. I know, hard to believe. But when I need help, I get it from Grainger. Grainger can solve just about anything, from finding the right products to advice on installation to troubleshooting. Grainger gets me what I need right when I need it. When a guru needs a guru, who does a guru call? Guru calls Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I recently received my doctorate in astronomy, so mapping trans-Neptunian planets is a cakewalk. But tracking the trajectory of my financial future? Not so much. Fortunately, I've got TIAA. They helped me figure out a long-term personalized plan for my finances that I'm, well, over the moon about.
See how we're helping those who do good do well at the new TIAA.org. TIAA, created to serve, built to perform.
This is Doug Steffen. I'm all about eating clean. No added sugars, no processed food. That's the way to better health. So when I need that added boost of energy without the added sugars and chemicals, I reach for Super Beets. All organic, I get the benefit of 3 whole beets in 1 teaspoon without the nasty, earthy, damp basement beet taste. The secret is in the dietary nitrates. Your body converts them into nitric oxide, the miracle molecule for arteries, meaning you get more circulation into your muscles, into your brain, into all parts of your body where you need it. Super Beets, the only superfood that boosts blood flow. Call now with your first order of Super Beets. They'll send you a 30-day supply of regular or black cherry Super Beets free. It comes with your first order. Call 800-655-4183 for Super Beets. Also, you'll receive a book called Beat the Odds and free shipping, as I say, with the entire order. Go to DougLikesBeets.com or call 800-655-4183.
Going on now at Guitar Center. It's Guitarathon. Your chance to save up to 30% on over 250,000 guitars, basses, amps, and accessories from major brands. Start your song with an Epiphone electric or acoustic guitar. Your choice, just $99. Strike a chord with the D'Addario 3-pack up strings for $9. Or plug in and play with instrument or mic cables. Buy one, get one free. Music can take you a lot of places. Make sure you start at the center this weekend at Guitar Center's Guitarathon. In-store and online.
Parents, attention, please.
Yes.
Especially fathers who equally divide the drudgery of household chores with their wives tend to have daughters who say, quote, when I grow up, I'm going to be yada, yada, yada. In other words, this is a very important, impactful way to ensure the success of your daughter, seeing you share with your wife. A mom... a lot of families now where there's a lot of equal time, 40 hours for the mom, 40 hours for the dad when it comes to working, and some fathers go home and do nothing. The mother cooks the meals, cleans up after, does the housework, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But if a father is smart enough to handle domestic duties, the daughters in this circumstance, of parents who share housework, more likely to tell the researchers they wanted to be like a police officer, a doctor, an accountant, or a scientist. So this study concludes that parents' domestic actions speak louder than words. That is, actions. And we know that, right? Know that the actions speak louder than words. When fathers publicly endorse gender equality, if they retain a traditional division of labor at home, their daughters are more likely to envision themselves in traditionally female-dominant jobs like nurse, teacher, library, or stay-at-home mom. But this is something that I think a lot of fathers... I would have to talk to my daughter about this. What do you think, Jennifer, about your father? I don't know your dad, Victoria, so I can't ask this question of you, but I know Jennifer's father. And I wonder what you think, because you have grown up to be very independent, and yet you spend a lot of time, you work with your father, and say you spend a lot of time with your mom. Mm-hmm. So do you think, what did you learn from them when you were a kid? They divorced when you were pretty young.
They divorced when I was pretty young, so I never had, like, traditional gender roles or anything going on in my house, because my mom, when I was little, she just did everything, you know, and if she couldn't do it, she'd call maybe a handyman to fix it. But my mom is surprisingly, you wouldn't think about it, but she's very handy. She comes over and helps me in my house all the time because she knows how to do things I don't know how to do. Yeah. My dad, on the other hand, because he was a single guy, was the guy, he'd be in the kitchen washing dishes, cleaning up after himself. So I have a real problem struggling with traditional gender roles because I never saw him growing up.
Right. All right. That's interesting insight.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believes so strongly in gold that in 1985, he changed gold ownership forever. Today, our national debt is spiraling out of control, but gold coins could be the answer. Call 1-866-525-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com to get new, never-before-released information about gold. From the U.S. Money Reserve, call 1-866-525-G-O-L-D.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, molds, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Didn't Peter look great today?
Oh, that kid. You know, he should have been an actor.
He's tall.
All the great ones were tall.
Alan Ladd wasn't tall.
Marshall Dillon was 6'5". John Wayne was tall.
Dustin Hoffman was 5'6".
Would you want to see Dustin Hoffman save the Alamo?
This will be everlasting love. This will be the one I've waited for.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to join...
I object.
I didn't get to that part yet.
I would have to object, too.
What about you?
I'm thinking.
What the hell is going on?
I am in love with your son.
I know.
Not that one. I might have saved your life on the tracks that day, but you know what? You really saved mine. You allowed me to be a part of your family. And I haven't had that in a really long time.
Great
song from a very interesting movie. This will be Everlasting Love from While You Were Sleeping. Number one movie this week in 1995. All right, Chuck Curry is here, a movie man. What do you remember about While You Were Sleeping, Chucker?
That was what, Sandra Bullock and Bill Pullman, right?
I think it was Sandra Bullock. I don't remember.
Yeah, it was Pullman. Bill Pullman.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, I mean, it was very popular. I wasn't a big fan. I was in the minority on that one. I thought it was okay.
Zombies.
No zombies.
I like more things than just zombies. Superheroes.
Really?
Yeah, superheroes.
You could have fooled us. All right. In a moment, the story of Mark Ruffalo interviewing Bernie Sanders. And whether that's good for his career or not, that's next here on Good Day.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better, like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
I have to get to sleep.
Tom had a stressful day, and now he can't shut down at bedtime.
Need sleep.
To fall asleep fast, millions of people turn to Unisom sleep gels. They're non-habit forming and quickly help you sleep soundly so you wake recharged. Tom? Unisom sleep gels. A stressful day deserves a restful night. Use as directed. Active ingredients diphenhydramine hydrochloride.
Welcome to Staples.
Hey, Staples guy, I'm opening a business next door.
Well, welcome to the neighborhood. You know, Staples can print custom signs and banners to help get the word out.
Great, but I gotta watch every dime.
We have low prices every day. And with Staples Price Match Guarantee, you can always get the lowest price.
Perfect.
So when's the grand opening?
Yesterday.
I had no idea.
Neither did anyone else.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples, make more happen.
Price Match, good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store at staples.com for details.
All right, so the internet is abuzz today. As a matter of fact, there have been lots of postings. I think Kara Victoria, didn't we say there were over a million hits on this Bernie Sanders interview that Mark Ruffalo did yesterday, talking about?
It could be up to that, yeah. It was definitely started going viral yesterday.
They talked about education, civil rights movement, lots of stuff about being from Brooklyn. So when somebody does this sort of thing, what does it do, if anything, to their career? Does it enhance it? Does it?
I think 95% of anybody who just sits, you know, is a fan of film or movies or TV, they don't care. I mean, 5% might care. You know, it might sway them one way or another, depending on how aggressively somebody is politically to one side or the other. But I think most people, they don't care. I mean, the bottom line, he's the Hulk. I wouldn't mess with him, would you?
Well, in this circumstance, I was thinking about Arnold Schwarzenegger going out to stump for various Republicans that he has over the years. I don't think that's affected. Would you say, I'm not going to go to see an Arnold Schwarzenegger movie because he's supporting John Kasich?
No, but there is that talk of that blacklist. I mean, there's the Lincoln Club in Hollywood that a bunch of people privately join, a bunch of actors who are Republicans.
That's a totally different. Doug's talking, you're right there. That's internally, that could be something very different.
No.
The general public versus, you know, in turn, the internal power structure of the business is very different.
All right, Chuck, what do you have for movie news?
I just want to briefly touch on the other day, James Cameron announced that he will direct not one, not two, not three, but four Avatar sequels and wants to film them all in a row. That would be unprecedented in the modern era, and you'd have to think four Avatar movies would have a budget combined of about $1 billion. Sort of sad for me because I think Cameron's one of the best filmmakers alive, director of Titanic, Aliens, Terminator, wants to spend all his time, probably next 4 years, just doing Avatar films. The original was okay, but wasn't good enough to warrant four sequels.
Made a lot of money. Oof. Hi, Chuck Curry. He's the man. If you can't do.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.